At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're going to turn to the story of deception, deception by security agencies, intelligence gathering, spies, over the last 100 years, guided by an historian of intelligence agencies, Svetlana Lukova, who's going to help us understand various events that have involved, in particular, British intelligence and deception of adversaries and potentially of allies. What we're next going to hear is a brief presentation of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Navy Day speech in 1941, before the U.S. is attacked by the Imperial Japanese Navy and before the U.S. enters what was at that point an ongoing war in Europe. The president is going to refer in the course of his remarks to a secret map he has in his possession that shows that the Hitlerites, Nazi Germany, intends to invade the New World. It's very important to pay attention to what he says about that secret map and what Svetlana Lukova can tell us about what it represents. Listen now, President Roosevelt, Navy Day, 1941.
Many American-owned ships have been sunk on the high seas. We have wished to avoid shooting, but the shooting has started, and history has recorded who fired the first shot. In the long run, however, all that will matter is who fired the last shot. I have in my possession a secret map made in Germany by Hitler's government. That map, my friends, makes clear the Nazi design not only against South America, but against the United States as well. Nobody who admires qualities of courage and endurance can fail to be stirred by the full-fledged resistance of the Russian people. Russia needs all kinds of help. The needs of her huge armies will continue, and our help and British help will also continue.
I welcome now Svetlana Lukova, an historian of intelligence agencies, the Russians in particular, but all intelligence agencies practice deception. And in this instance, we need an interpretation of the President of the United States referring to a secret map in a room where the cameras were rolling in 1941. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. What secret map? Where did that come from? What do we know about it now? Good evening.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on. Well, so the secret map, so only a few days ago we had a tragic but also very poignant anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack on America that ended up with America during the Second World War. Up until that point, America, of course, was a country which was very inward-looking and it didn't see the need to participate in the global wars. And Pearl Harbor was something that got it, unfortunately, to enter the world stage in a horrible way, but also to help the world achieve the conclusive victory over the Nazis. Events of December 1941. However, the attempts of dragging at that point, a relatively unwilling America into the Second World War started a lot earlier because Britain and Russia, but particularly Britain at that point, who has been involved fighting against the Nazis since the late 1930s, of course, would have loved to have the might of America to help them to fight the Nazis. And the plan was born. And the plan was to persuade Americans that it's in their own interest to enter this war. So it culminated, as you just said, in a public display where very nicely dressed and dapper President Roosevelt was talking to American people about the map that he received. And that was a map. He said he got it from Nazi Germany. It was given to him by the intelligence services, and that map was showing the plan for the Nazis after they got hold of South America. And the implication was that America have to enter the world, the Second World War, because otherwise the world basically will be run by Nazis. Now, in fact, that wasn't the map created by the Nazis. It was the map created by the Brits. So when I was an undergraduate student at Cambridge University and taught by Professor Christopher Andrew, who's an eminent British historian, the Brits are super proud of this because for a good reason in that particular case, they managed to deceive the US president. So the person who, not created it, but helped to make that map come to life, he was a Brit and he passed on that map to Bill Donovan, who was the head of the organization which later became known as the CIA. And Bill Stevenson, so that's the Brit responsible for the making of the map, he made it look as if the British raided this compound in Bermuda and they found the map. And then they passed it on to their American colleagues with whom they were collaborating. In fact, the British forged it.
Right.
And when I was being an undergraduate studying intelligence history at the University of Cambridge, that was one of the great successes of UK intelligence, which is preceding US intelligence and US presidents, that the British forgery is something that they need to act upon to enter into the World War.
And
now,
so
arguably,
so what we saw was the President Roosevelt on October 27th, 1941, Navy Day, weeks before the attack in Pearl Harbor, announcing that to the whole world that he knows the Nazis have a secret plan to invade the New World, and he has possession of the secret map of that invasion. It is a forgery by the British intelligence at the time for what you could argue was a good cause. However, it connects to other instances where intelligence agencies, and particularly the British intelligence agency, has used deception to overcome an adversary. I'm speaking with Svetlana Lakova, an historian of intelligence agencies. Her book, The Spy Who Changed History, The Untold Story of How the Soviet Union Stole America's Top Secrets, is about Stalin and the NKVD. When we come back, two more instances of the British intelligence agency successfully forging, creating conditions falsely that move the story for Britain. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.